Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 15th edition. We got an 8-game slate on tap for you tonight. Should be a fun one. There's some day slate action. If you got any questions on that, join us in the QuantEdge member Discord. You can be a member there for $124.99 for the rest of the year, $19.99 for the all sports first month, or $5 for the 5-day all sports trial by using promo code Bubba. So come join us over there for the tools, the articles, and the member chat. If not, come to fantasysportsdegens.com and join the Slack chat there at fantasydegens on Twitter. Just ask. It's just free. Jump on in. Lots of activity going on over there at all times for all sports, all gambling, DFS, you name it, they got it. So come check us out over there. There is a lot of offense scheduled on that early slate. Lots of totals. You have 5 games, and so far there's 4 totals out, and 3 of the 4 are 9 or above. So, yeah, you got some offense this morning. So keep that one in mind. If you give a rating and review on iTunes, much, much appreciate it. It would help me out, help the podcast out. And I truly would appreciate it if you take a couple minutes out of your day and make that happen. That would be awesome. All right, let's get to the totals on this 8-game banger. Brew Crew, Phillies, total of 9. Mets, Nats, 8. Rockies, Red Sox, 8.5. You got Astros, Tigers, Gio Soto is supposed to be getting the start there. Rays, Marlins, they had the opener, so we're waiting on the totals in those two. Cardinals, Braves, 9.5. Rangers, Royals, 9. Padres, Dodgers, 8. So we have 6 of our 8 totals here, and we have 3 at 9 or above. And there's a good chance Houston and the Tigers might... it'll be low because Verlander's gone, but the Astros team total should be rather high. Speaking of Verlander, he leads the way on the mound. He has $11,000, and he's at the Detroit Tigers, and by God... that is a great matchup. You know, Peacock couldn't take advantage of it to its fullest. Miley couldn't, but if anybody could, pretty sure it's Justin Verlander. That's a good one to look at there. He's got 20 or more DraftKings points in 6 straight starts this year. He's got 30 or more points in 5 of his 8 starts this season. He has been electric, as you would expect. He is a former Tiger, so keep that in mind if he has any kind of belief in what is known as the revenge factor. JV's facing a Tigers team that strikes out 26% of the time. Verlander, 34% K rate. Lots of fly balls, which is not ideal because the only weather to really worry about on this slate is in Detroit because the wind's blowing out to left field at 11 miles an hour. So pray for Soto in that sense as the Astros take that to pound town. But it's Verlander. It's Verlander with a bullet up top at 11,000. We're waiting on the Tigers team total, but it'll be low. Lefties 217, righties 262 versus Verlander. Tigers 286 well, but 144 ice, so I don't need to go too much longer on this. Verlander is a great play tonight. Kind of how Chris Sale was a great play last night, Verlander is a great play tonight. That's just the way this one's going to go, plain and simple. If you want to save $1,000, you got Patrick Corbin. He's been pitching outstanding this season. Really, really well. He's been pitching better on the road than at home, but when it comes to DraftKings points, just fine. He's faced the Mets twice this year. 12 innings pitched, 5 earned. He's given up 3 homers in that time and 13 Ks, averaging 17 points per start against the Mets, but... coming off an absolute banger against the Dodgers, 31 DraftKings points, he had 22 in Coors, he had 35 against the Giants, 33 against Pittsburgh. His last time against the Mets, 6 innings, 3 earned, 9 Ks for 21.3. So, like, Verlander's got that elite upside. Corbin can, but not as likely. Mets team does strike out 24% of the time versus lefties. Corbin, 30% K rate, 48% ground ball rate. Lots to like there. And a 3.5 team total is the lowest on the slate. It'll probably be second lowest to the Tigers. Lefties 330, righties 278 versus Corbin, which is really, really surprising. He's working that angle very, very well. So Corbin will be a pivot off of Verlander if you're looking for ownership. The only reason why Verlander might not be expensive is because people want to get the expensive bats, and that's been a trend of late. But Chris Sale was 30% owned last night at 10-4. Verlander at 11,000. Wouldn't be shocked if people made that work. There's one more guy up top here that I'm going to take a look at tonight. His name is Michael Minor, $9,400 at the Kansas City Royals. I respect the Royals' offense. We were all over them last night, and they crushed it. Minor, 7 innings, 3 earned, but only 5 Ks his last outing at Houston. Didn't get the job done fantasy-wise. Not bad pitching. Well, 5 innings, 3 earned. But his previous 2 starts, Toronto at Seattle, were outstanding. He had a great start against the Angels, against Houston earlier this year. He's had a couple hiccups from time to time, because that's what Minor does when he's not locating. He is hittable, but overall has been outstanding. It's a Royals team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Minor, 22% K rate, 36% ground ball rate. You'd like to see that a little higher, but not too bad. And the Royals, 4.4 team total. Decent team total. So that says a lot, but lefties 303, righties 324 versus Minor. And the big takeaway here, besides the almost 24% K rate versus lefties, 282 wOBA and a 143 ISO. The Royals have struggled versus left-handed pitching. It's really surprising, because you think about it, guys like Hunter Dozier's been really well. You look at his splits this year, and he's not really dominating lefties. It's interesting. That's not the case. You got Adalbert Domondesi. You'd rather have him from the left side than the right for the most part. Whit Merrifield's not bad. You got Jorge Soler. That's the main guy I kind of worry about. But the rest of them, Alex Gordon, they're all okay, but nothing special. Nothing jumping off the page. Like, they just called up Nicky Lopez, who's $3,200 tonight, but he's a left-handed bat. He's a young kid. Not sure how it's going to work out. I'd be throwing darts at the wall. If you need a punt play, sure, but not where I'm going. So Minor at 94, I think, is a very, very intriguing play. A lot of people don't play him because they don't trust him. I've been trusting him, and for the most part, it's worked out this year. It doesn't work out every day because, well, that's baseball. We talked about it yesterday. Hall of Fame hitters get it right 30% of the time. If Minor gets it right 70% of the time, which he's doing right now, I call that a win in our books. That's one of those you just keep going to the board with. So up top, I got Verlander 1, Minor 2, Corbin 3. That's where I'm going up top. There's only one guy in the middle I'm looking at here, and it's Eduardo Rodriguez, $8,200 at home against the Colorado Rockies. No, he's not going to Chris Sale this bitch, but he's been outstanding at home this year. 2.59 ERA, 23 points in his 4 starts, giving up 7 earned and 24 and a third with 27 Ks at home. He has loved the friendly confines of Fenway. On the road in his 4 road starts, 15 earned in 19 innings pitched, 6.98 ERA. His home starts against Seattle, against Oakland, against Detroit, and against Baltimore. So keep that with a grain of salt. But he's pitched outstanding at home. And just overall, he's pitched really, really well of late. And he's getting a Colorado team that strikes out 23.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Again, 26% K rate, limits the hard contact rate. It's always been a walk thing with Eduardo. If he can limit the walks, things are going to be much, much better. It's a Colorado team with a 3.85 team total. Lefties 299, righties 330. They do have pop versus lefties. That's why Eduardo's risky. You saw Arenado take Sale deep, but the strikeouts can be there for Eduardo if he's on, and he's $8,200 in a mid-tier that I'm not a huge fan of. Like, I don't want to go to Jake Arrieta. I want to pick on Jake Arrieta. Mike Soroka is a play. I'm not sure why I didn't write him down. It's more GPP than anything. It's at home against St. Louis. St. Louis bats are on fire, but Soroka at $8,800 is definitely worth a look as well. So those are your two plays there in the middle, Soroka and Erod. I got Erod 1, Soroka 2, just because I respect the St. Louis bats. They were on fire last night. They're starting to heat up, and when they heat up, they have a lot of pop in that lineup. But Soroka's been good. You know, St. Louis strikes out 22% of the time. Soroka's got a 51% K rate, which is tremendous. St. Louis 4.45 team total. But, you know, even though Soroka's been pitching well, still lefties hit 317 and righties 335. They got a lot of power from that right side. You saw Ozuna and Yadi go deep yesterday. Jose Martinez is there. Paul DeJong, my boy. There's a lot of pop there. So St. Louis could be a sneaky stack as well today, because Soroka is a good pitcher, so most people won't want to attack him. But, you know, when you look at the Braves, it's a team with the Cardinals, they have a 334 wOBA and a 165 ISO versus righty. So Soroka's worth the play, but more GPP. Eduardo's more, even though he's still risky in this mid-tier range, he's more like the guy you can trust, I should say. All right, dropping into the punt range. It is ugly. If you have to, this is what you're looking at. You're looking at guys like Michael Wacha, $6,700. He's been better on the road than at home this year, surprisingly, averaging 16 points on the road compared to like 7 at home. On the road at Chicago, at Washington, at Milwaukee, twice against Milwaukee. He's pitched really well against Milwaukee, surprise, surprise. But it is a little nervous, because you look at Waka's numbers here. The Braves do strike out over 22% of the time. But Waka, 20% K rate, 43% ground ball, very hard contact rate. The Braves have a 5.1 team total. It is the highest on the slate. The Astros will probably be higher. Currently, the Braves have the highest total at 5.1. Lefties 339, righties 361 versus Waka. So Waka's punt eligible, just buyer beware. And the other guy I'd take a look at, again, buyer beware here, but $5,300 for Jose Urania at home. He gets to pitch in that ballpark where he likes to pitch. He's been bad overall this year, but he's always got that upside, like 15 points his last time in Chicago. We used him there, like 6.1, then 15.6, 15.5, 23.6. So basically 15 points in four of his last five. At $5,300, if you can tell me I'll get 15 points, I'll take it, because what he's going to open up is a lot of bats for you. But Tampa Bay is very good. They do strike out 22% of the time, but there's a lot to like there with Tampa. They have a... We're waiting for their total. But lefties 331, righties 281 versus Urania. They have a good mixture of lefties and righties in that lineup. I can't say they're one dominant over the other, but they have a 337 wOBA and a 193 ISO with right-handed pitching. So the Rays offense is no joke, as you'd expect. So down below, I got it Waka 1, Urania 2, but if you can stay out of there, I'd recommend it. And maybe a punt comes out later that we like a little better, but for now, that's where we sit. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. I got JV up top, Minor, then Corbin. In the middle, Erod, Soroka. Down below, Waka and Jose Urania. Not pretty, folks. Not pretty. Not pretty at all. Some might point you to Jorge Lopez against Texas at 5K. Could be an option, but it's risky as hell as well. So again, the punt options might change throughout the day, but that's where we're at right now. It's a mess. Absolute mess. All right, let's go to the catchers. You got Robinson Chirinos for Soto at 4,400. That is a great play if you can afford it. So is JT Realmuto versus Gio Gonzalez at 42. Gio Gonzalez has pitched well. People are buying into it, which is crazy. The Phillies have a 4-7 run total. Lefties 295, righties 333 versus Gio. Yes, I think the Phillies are definitely in play tonight. If you aren't using Waka and you want to trust Brian McCann, who's swinging a pretty decent bat of late, he's 4K, but I'd try to get up to Realmuto or Chirinos if I'm going there. Or you drop down 100 to Yasmani Grandal, who continues to crush, and I mentioned him as GPP the last 2 days. He's in play again tonight. 21 points last night because he went deep. 10 points the night before in Citizens Bank Park is a good look. Scrolling down a little farther, though, it gets really bleak at the catcher's position, like really bleak. There might be an Austin Barnes or a Russell Martin versus Strom. If you want to go there, you can. Maybe it's really, it's like you got to wait for lineups because it's bad. Like, you got Wilson Ramos, who, thank God, I switched to in a couple lineups yesterday. He's against Patrick Corbin at 32. GPPs, I can get behind that. It's just risky. Jorge Alfaro at 3K for Miami is interesting because Stanek is opening. The lefty Beeks, Jalen Beeks, is supposed to be coming after him. So Jorge Alfaro could be an interesting one there. Other than that, I check lineups. Maybe Martin Maldonado at 2,200. If you say screw it against Mike Minor, just punch it away with Maldonado at 22. He got like 6 points last night at 24. You take it. You walk away. First base, fun ones here. You got Pete Alonso versus Corbin at 5K, GPP only. But like Freddie Freeman at 48 versus Michael Waka. We talked about lefties do have an advantage versus Waka. Freeman would be that guy if you're going that direction. Max Muncy, you know, he's shown some power versus lefties in his career at 45. I don't hate Hunter Dozier, even though I told you his splits are weird. Just beware of that. But it's not like the worst play. In a nice night last night, 18 DraftKings points. He does get Minor, though, and I respect Minor. Eric Thames, GPP at 4,400, first base outfield eligible, GPP only, because boomer bust with Thames, but could be an interesting look for you there. Farther down you go, though, like a G-Man Choi versus Urania at 42 is a value, but Yuli Gurriel at 4K and Aledmys Diaz at 4,100. Those two Astros should be popular, and those should be great ways to start your day if you're looking to save some cash at the position. Diaz went deep again yesterday. He mashes lefties. He has 23, 17, 14, 20 in his last four games. Getting everyday action right now with Altuve out. Aledmys is crushing it. He's still only $4,100 in that matchup tonight. You need to play him at first or second. He needs to be in your lineups. Yuli Gurriel at 4K, very good look as well. I prefer Diaz, but both really good plays. And you can play both because Diaz is first base, second base. Gurriel is first base, third base. So both options in your lineups. Going down even farther, if you want a GPP punt versus Jorge Lopez. Lopez can give up some damage. You got a Texas team with a team total of 4.6. Very good team total. Lefties 346. Righties 357. Ronald Guzman's back from the IL. 0-4-18 in his last three games. So it's very risky. That's why I said GPP. But lots of power there with Guzman at $3,800. David Freese facing a lefty at 36 is a guy if he needs some savings as well. You prefer versus lefties and righties. His last few games, he got his last few starts, 18, 6, 2, 4, 25. So there's upside there with David Freese, especially versus a lefty. So give him a look at $3,600. Other than that, not a ton that stands out. Like Eric Hosmer is $3,500 versus Maeda. He was on that hot streak we rode out there for a while. He's cooled down a bit, still averaging 7.5 points in his last 10. You know, 5-2, 5-3, 14-7, 14-9, 8-8. So yeah, cooled down a bit after a nice run there. But $3,500 versus Kenta Maeda. The Padres do have a very low team total at 3.6 because of Maeda. But lefties 327, righties 251. We were all over Machado last night and Franmil. They both did their thing. Not saying that's what Hosmer will do, but for $3,500, he does leave you with some wiggle room. And then Tyler White, everybody loves going back to him. He's $3,300. I see the value appeal, so if you want to, you can. He's just been a disaster. Doesn't mean he can't take Soto deep by any means. He's just been a disaster. Let's keep that in mind. Second base, you got Brandon Lau at $4,900 versus Urania. If you are targeting Urania, Lau is a very solid look there from the left side of the plate. Whit Merrifield versus Minor is in play. Mike Moustakas at $4,500. Well, I like him quite a bit against Jake Arrieta. The Brew Crew have a 4.3 team total. Lefties 340, righties 290 versus Arrieta. So something to look at there. Ozzie Albies at 44 versus Waka is very solid as well. Atlanta, again, the highest total at the moment. The Astros will take that over, but lefties 339, righties 361 versus Waka. So Ozzie Albies in play for you as well. A few others to look at, maybe, again, Aledimus Diaz, $4,100. That's just too good of a price to pass up. If you are going to St. Louis, Colton Wong went deep yesterday. Very streaky GPP only, but $3,800 savings versus Soroka is someone you can take a look at. And then Rubio Odor at 37, I like quite a bit. He did not play yesterday. He's not playing every day, but his last two games he's played, 16 and 10. I don't know why they're not playing him every day, because Danny Santana, I guess, and everything. But and he's risky with him. It's 16, 10, 0, 0, 20, 0, 21. So you know how Rugi does. He's very, very streaky. But if he cracks the lineup at 37 against Lopez tonight, there is some tremendous upside with that price tag. The other value I'll mention here is Kiki Hernandez at $3,600. He's been slumping a lot, hitting a .111 over his last 10, like 0, 0, 5, 2, and then an 18, and then 2s and 0s. Struggling a ton. Does love his lefties, though. Gets Matt Strom today at $3,600, so keep an eye on him. And the last guy I'll mention, there's a few other punts down here. Oh, two more. Greg Garcia of the Padres, second base shortstop, if he's starting. Usually he leads off first lefties. Keep an eye on him. His recent games, 3, 16, 7, and 8. He's been decent as a punt at $3,300, second base shortstop. Don't hate that. And then Kesson Hiera at $3,200 against Jake Arrieta. He went 2-for-3 with a walk last night. Got you 8 DraftKings points in his debut. He's just a pure hitter. He's hitting in that Brew Crew lineup. He's a really good piece at $3,200 against Jake Arrieta. Third base, you got Bregman at 53. Of course, he's a great play. You got Arenado at $5,100. Our boy Matty Modica, he tweeted out something. He always tweets out great stuff, but a real eye-opener, and then I pulled up his page. He has 9 of his 11 home runs on the road, 2 of them at home. He's averaging 11.4 points on the road, 10.1 at home. That's pretty crazy when you think about playing in Coors Field, but he's doing it on the road. He gets E-Rod tonight, so keep Arenado in mind if you're fading E-Rod, but Bregman's the play up top if you choose to go there. Go down a little bit to Justin Turner, who's swinging a hot stick, averaging almost 13 in his last 10 games. He's $4,700 there versus Matt Strom. The Dodgers team totals 4.4, lefties 339, righties 277 versus Strom. So massive reverse splits for Strom. I still like Justin Turner quite a bit at $4,700. The Washington Nationals will be an interesting one this evening as they get Wilmer Font. Good young arm, just inconsistent arm. They have a 4.5 team total, lefties 348, righties 307. And I think the Nats will go overlooked. They do a lot lately because they've just been inconsistently bad. The guy like Anthony Rendon at $4,600 can be a nice play compared to going up top there. 10 points in his last game against the Mets. Could have some upside for you there. Rafael Devers, GPP only. Boston gets Ramon Marquez, who's been better on the road than at home. I like the Boston lineup. So does Vegas, 4.7 team total. One of the higher ones on the slate. But you know, lefties 307, righties 252. I'd say the Red Sox are a GPP-type stack against Marquez. Wouldn't be doing it in cash, but Devers, the way he's hitting. Oppo Taco last night, he's $4,500. Again, Moose at $4,500 I like quite a bit. Josh Donaldson can be interesting in a stack at $4,200. You look for lefties versus Waka, and Donaldson's been struggling a bit. Does have a little bit of upside. And talking about struggling, as Yermel Cabrera has been struggling as well at 4,200 versus Jorge Lopez in play. Manny Machado at 41 versus Maeda, always in play for Manny, especially when he's this cheap. Maybe more GPP than cash, but definitely worth the look. Same with Yuli Gurriel at 4K. I like him a lot, as we already mentioned before. If you're looking at Philadelphia versus Gio, it sucks he hits the bottom of the order, but Michael Franco at 3,900, 7, 8, 0, 7 in his last four. Not lighting the world on fire, but consistently putting up some numbers. So if you need someone at 3,900, he's there. Yoan Camargo versus Mike Wacha at 37, third base outfield eligible. He's more GPP or stack region, but he's in play as well. Other than that, not a ton else to look at here. Austin Riley of the Atlanta Braves, stud prospect, good power hitting prospect, hitting 299 with 15 homers and 39 ribeyes in AAA this year. He's getting the call if he's in the lineup at $3,400. Does give you some savings. It's his debut, so we'll see how it goes, but definite savings and someone you can take a look at. And the last guy I'll mention, especially if Beeks comes in second, John Birdie of the Marlins. Not lighting the world on fire, but $3,300. He's got double-digit upside. He's likely leads off for the Marlins. He's down there not running to play him, but if you're looking for punts, he could be one for you. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story versus E-Rod. I'm okay with that. Same with Paul DeJong at 4,900. Both of those are more GPP than cash, but both in play. Your cash game play is Carlos Correa at $4,800 for Soto. Correa went deep again yesterday. And we don't have to say it every time, but I probably will. Houston, smash spot. You got Gene Segura versus Gio Gonzalez. Gene is $4,300 in a really good spot there versus Gio. 8 points last night, 8, 10, 12, and 7 in his last four. Good look there for Gio, or Gene Segura at 4,300. Again, Machado at 41. Ahmed Rosario at 4K and a GPP. I can see that. Sean Rodriguez of the Philadelphia Phillies loves him some lefties. He's outfield shortstop eligible. He's $3,700. When he gets to starts, he's got 18. 5, 13, 0, 14 when he gets the starts. It's very sporadically, but when he gets it, it's usually versus lefties, and he hits lefties really well. Outfield shortstop eligible, Sean Rodriguez at 3,700. Corey Seager is 36 versus Matt Strom. We talked about how lefties hit Strom better than righties, so if you want to believe in that, Seager at 36 gives you some nice value. Other than that, Greg Garcia at 33 is about all I go to on that one. Again, Nicky Lopez is down there at 32. I just don't know if I want to put him up there against the lefty like Minor. I'd rather go to Garcia if I'm punting. Outfield, to wrap her up, you got Jordy Springer and another smash buck. Because what did Jordy Springer do yesterday? Oh, he had an inside-the-park home run to make it interesting. 25 more DraftKings points, averaging 17.4 in his last 10. 25, 10, 47, 12, 0, 20, 20, 9, 21, 10. 9 or more points in 9 of his last 10. He had one goose egg. He's $5,800 in a just demonstrative spot here for Soto. Yelich at 57 is a great play as well versus Arrieta, but if you have $100, just go to Springer. That's simple. Austin Meadows can be a nice contrarian play at 5,500. He's a little pricey against Urania there. It's kind of boomer or busty. I like Joey Gallo at 54. I like that a lot versus Jorge Lopez. 14 points last night, averaging almost 10 in his last 10. GPP only with Gallo. We know the drill, but really solid look for you there. Farther down you go, Michael Brantley is a really solid look at 52 because everyone's going to go to the right-handed batters of the Astros. Brantley had 14 points last night, 14, 6, 0, 21 in his last four. He's hitting 335 with 10 Jimmy Jacks, so keep him in play because Soto probably won't last long. And then you get that bad Detroit bullpen, which might be some right-handed arms for Brantley to tee off on at low ownership. So differentiate yourself there. Hunter Pence at 49 is in play. Ryan Braun went deep again yesterday. If you're stacking Milwaukee, you can go to Braun at 49. Farther down you look, you do have guys like Whit Merrifield, Sinsu Chu, a nice cash game play at 47 versus Lopez or a part of a stack. Ronald Acuna Jr. slowly getting it going. GPP only at 46, but he's going to have some big games here pretty soon. I can feel it coming. Marcell Ozuna at 45 went deep yesterday. He's a good look. Juan Soto's been scuffling because he's been battling injuries, but still averaging 9 points over his last 10. Good spot for him tonight at 4,500 versus Wilmer Font. We'll go low owned because all the Nats go low owned these days. It's pretty interesting. A little farther down, like Andrew Benintendi's 44 versus Marquez in a GPP. I could see that, especially like Eric Thames is 44. I'd almost rather gamble on Benny. They're both really good GPP options. I kind of like Benny's floor a little better, but it is Herman Marquez. So pick your poison. Jose Martinez at 41 versus Soroka. I like that if you're stacking St. Louis. Jorge Soler versus Mike Minor at 41, maybe as a one-off. Farther down you look, Nomar Mazara at 4K is a very solid mid-range price play against Lopez. Again, Texas is a really good play. Total of 4.65, lefties 346, righties 357. And you look at Jorge Lopez, this is a guy that only has an 18% K rate, 43% ground ball rate, so gives up a little bit of fly balls, and he gives up a 42% hard contact rate. So there's a lot to like there when looking at the Texas Rangers in that matchup. Farther on you go, like Victor Robles, Adam Eaton, both at 4K versus Font. I like those quite a bit. It could be one-offs, parts of stacks, both interesting plays there. Robles went deep yesterday. Farther down you go, Johan Camargo at 37. Talked about him. Nick Castellanos against Verlander, one-off GPP, maybe, at 37. You got Sean Rodriguez at 37. Mentioned him at shortstop. Really good play versus lefties. Our boy Franmil, he's GPP viable every day, folks. 21 points yesterday. 21, 18, 0, 13, 5, 24, 0, 14, 5, and 10. That's his last 10. You can see why I like him in GPPs. Kiki Hernandez at 36, if you trust that. Dexter Fowler went deep yesterday, 25 DraftKings points. He's GPP viable against Mike Soroka at 35, especially as a punt play to save some money. Chris Taylor of the Dodgers, he's been struggling, but averaging 9 in his last 10. So give him a look at 35. He's outfield shortstop eligible for Strom. And there'll be a few more down here as you mix and match, but overall, that should wrap up the lineup looks. Pitching recap, you have Verlander up top, Minor 2, Corbin 3. In the middle, it's Erod 1, Soroka 2. Down below, it's Waka 1 and Urania 2. Stacking. Yes, stack Houston. I think I said that enough today. Stack Houston. That's what you're doing. Hey, guys, stack Houston. Yes. If you want to get away from Houston, though, Tampa Bay's intriguing versus Urania. But I look at the Atlanta Braves versus Waka is in play. But after Houston, it's Philadelphia versus Geo. Left and right, but preferably right, but both are in play against Geo. Texas versus Jorge Lopez I like quite a bit. So those three, don't sleep on the Nats versus Wilmer Font. That could be very, very exciting as well. The Dodgers versus Strom has my attention, and so does the Brew Crew versus Jake Arrieta. But like my top three is Detroit, it's Philly, it's Texas. It's probably Detroit, Texas, or not Detroit, Houston, Philly, Texas. It probably goes Houston, Texas, Philly if I had to rank them in my order of my top three stacks at this point in time on your First Look podcast. All right, BVP on this 8-game slate. Michael Conforto, 6-for-14. The double one, 4 home runs off Paddy Corbin. So if you want to go super low-owned Michael Conforto because people respect Corbin and you believe in BVP, there you go. He's given up 2 homers to Davis, 1 to Cano, 1 to Frazier, 1 to Lagares, 1 to Rosario. I think some of that was before Corbin became this Corbin. Gene Segura, talked about him as a good play at 4,300. He's 8-for-15 with a double off of Geo. McCutcheon, 8-for-25, 3 doubles and a triple. Riamuto's got 2 doubles and a triple. Cesar Hernandez is taking him deep. Hernan Perez, 7-for-19 with a homer off Arrieta. Aguilar's got a homer. Braun's hit 3 homers. Yelich 1 as well off of Arrieta. A couple more here on this short slate. Enciarte, 6-for-9. That is nice. Freeman, 3-for-7 with a double. Small samples. Manny Margot probably not playing, but Franmil Reyes, Manny Machado, Manny Margot, Hunter Renfro, Eric Hosmer have all taken Kenta Maeda deep, but nothing really flashy in the average column. There you go. That is a quick hit in the books. 8-game Wednesday slate. Go check out FantasySportsDGens.com at FantasyDGens on Twitter. We got Bench with Bubba episode 170 with Joe Pisapia recapping the latest FAB and TGFBI, kind of going over the important players that went for prices and whatnot. We talk about a lot of the injury news that's been taking place, some of the call-ups. We'll have a big call-up episode on Thursday. Special guest coming in there. And also, Joe Pisapia and myself recap Game of Thrones episode 5. It was a lot of fun. As always, with my man, Joe Pisapia. We got Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing the second major of the year, the PGA Championship. So go check that out with myself and Jesse. We'll have the OAD picks out later today. We got Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, episode 109. Dropped it last night. Lots of fun stuff there, talking prospect call-ups and much, much more. Also, go check out thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba to give you the package of your choice to check out the tools, the articles, and the member Discord. Give a rate and review on iTunes. I'd much appreciate it. And hope everybody has a great Wednesday. And this is Hump Day. And this was Bench with Bubba, the May 15th edition. I'll catch you guys later. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.